Greetings and welcome to today's Johnny Podcast for Monday, November 25th, 2019. My name is Johnny Wright, and you give me 10 minutes, I'm going to give you some powerful tools today. Today's podcast is about marketing, and I have experience in this. I'm less stupid about marketing than I am about other things. I spent 20 years as a writer, producer, creator, originator for radio stations, TV stations, print media. I wrote ads, produced ads, conceived of campaigns, and for over 20 years, helped businesses grow themselves through their message. But I will tell you one thing. In all those 20 years, one of the biggest mistakes I made over and over is that I told a story that was about the business. Now you're saying, Johnny, doesn't that make sense? Isn't that if I own a hair salon and I buy a radio ad, what is the ad supposed to talk about? You know, the nine planets, Congress, shaving dogs? Well, Johnny, come on, buddy. Well, that's reasonable. Here's the problem. Most local ads tell the story of the business when they should be telling the story of the target of the business. I saw it over and over again with what I did, what others have done, and continue to do 20 years, 30 years later. Most advertising, and I'm talking about website, I'm talking about click-throughs, SEO, Google AdWords, I'm talking about radio, television, print, traditional, non-traditional, most marketing on a local level tells a message, tells a story about the business. Think about that for a minute. You and I are the consumers. We have the money. We are the target. And yet, we see these messages where the businesses say, hey, we've been in business 30 years. We got the best customer service. Got an easy phone number to remember. Convenient location. And a series of other features and benefits, supposedly, that are really about the business, but not about, hey, like, I'm over here. What does any of that have to do with me? Businesses, instead, smart business owners, just like you, should instead focus on defining the target. How can you know what your marketing message is until you know who the marketing message is designed to speak to? Right? It's like going on a first date with someone and the person just blathers on about themselves. Nothing's more boring. That's what most traditional local marketing does. It is the business blathering on about itself, and most of that doesn't mean diddly squat to the people it's supposed to mean diddly squat to. I'm going to give you a couple of tools and insight on how to build what we call the ideal customer profile, ICP. Now, originally I called this the perfect customer profile, and that acronym was PCP, and I thought, you know what, that's already taken, and for a bad cause. So ideal customer profile, this is what the digital world of marketing does inherently through Google algorithms, through all the data dumps and the information about all of us that's on the internet that really, really super smart data collection type companies like Google collect. They know more about us than we know about ourselves in many instances. And so the ads that those companies create and get in front of us tell a story about us. They know us that well. They don't tell the story about the company necessarily. They tell the story of us, which leads us into that company and the feature and benefit that that company provides that fulfills whatever need we have. You can create your own targeted marketing without creating a digital. Now, digital marketing has a place, don't get me wrong, and I believe in it strongly. But before you even know what to tell people, you have to know the people. And so this is an exercise in creating an ideal customer profile. There's a series of questions I want you to ask yourself about who your ideal customer is. And I'm talking about on a granular level, on a micro level. I call it micro marketing. To drill down into defining your perfect or ideal customer. Who is he or she? What gender? Let's start right there with the most basic thing. What gender is this person? How close do they live to your business? Are they married, single, divorced? What ethnic background are they? What are their interests? How much money do they make? What is their faith? What is their political leaning? And so on and so on. I'm talking about at the most granular level, at the most microscopic level, writing down as much information about your perfect target as you can possibly conceive. Do they own pets? Drilling down, right? And so we're talking about dozens and dozens of data points in which you create who you believe is your perfect ideal customer. This is the person, like if only this person came through the door of your business or came to you through your website or whatever the portal is, that you would be a very happy camper, all right? So create those data points, create it as detailed as you possibly can. And I know some of this is going to seem ridiculous. If it's a white collar or blue collar, maybe how many jobs they've held over the past 10 years, or have they left their job in the past 2 years, or marital status, love life, all of it. Create the profile, drill down as far as you possibly can, and then once you have that ideal customer profile, then you compare it to all marketing you do from that point forward and all current marketing that you're doing. What are you comparing? You want to be sure that the marketing that you're doing, whatever it is, can go through the filter you've just created and appeal to that person and their data points, their interests, their profile. If the marketing message that you've created doesn't, then you may have the wrong message, or you may be targeting the wrong target, which then has a drag and a pull and a serious impact on your customer count. I mean, you can have a lot of customers, but if they're the wrong customer, well, then that's the same as not having them. I would rather have 40% of a customer base of 2,000 people who are my perfect customer than 1% of 50,000 people who most of which are not my perfect customer. That's an easy decision. Easy. You want your money to go further as you invest in your marketing, be able to define your perfect or ideal customer through a profile, and then make sure all of your marketing can go through that filter. In fact, to the level of, I recommend that business owners go find the person who fits the profile they've created. Create the profile first and then go find the person. Don't do it through an existing person because you'll end up limiting yourself. You'll subconsciously create limits which may not be accurate. All you have to do is own a small segment. And own means at least half of that segment considers you their first option. And I don't care what your industry is, service, retail, whatever. If you own the segment, you'll be successful. You'll be successful beyond your absolute wildest imagination. The ideal customer profile, or ICP. If you have questions for me, you can email me at johnny@thebiosphere.com. That's J-O-N-N-I-E at thebiosphere.com. Biosphere spelled B-U-Y-O-S-P-H-E-R-E. I appreciate you tuning in to today's Johnny podcast. Thank you so much and have a fantastic day and have a great upcoming Thanksgiving.